There's a movie coming out this week based on a wildly popular novel. It's about teenagers in a dystopian society fighting to the death on TV. If you think I'm talking about The Hunger Games, you're wrong. It's a movie called Battle Royale, a hit in Japan 12 years ago. This week, the DVD is released in the U.S. Here's NPR's Netta Ulibi.
Among the admittedly select group of people who like both Japanese movies and young adult fiction, it's been a burning question.
Did Suzanne Collins knock off Battle Royale to write Hunger Games?
Grady Hendrix happens to be a young adult author and an expert in Asian film. He's read the interviews where Suzanne Collins has flatly denied knowing about Battle Royale before she wrote The Hunger Games. He says the plots are eerily similar. Battle Royale is about a bunch of school kids picked by lottery
who are in a near-future society taken to an island to be part of a game show.
Much like The Hunger Games.
Where they are fitted with explosive collars and told that they now are each going to be given a weapon ranging from paper fans to Uzis.
Also like The Hunger Games.
And they're released onto the island and they have to kill each other until there's only one left.
Sound like Hunger Games?
I like The Hunger Games fine. I couldn't help but make the comparison to Battle Royale.
Grady Hendrix thinks Battle Royale is better than The Hunger Games. Anne McKnight was afraid to see it for years due to its ultra-violent reputation. She teaches Japanese film at UCLA.
I'm not a big horror person myself, but I did finally go to see it, and I was really pleasantly surprised because it wasn't the sort of nihilistic bloodbath that I had expected.
McKnight is a fan of Battle Royale's director. He's best known for a series of gangster movies, kind of a Japanese version of The Wire. With Battle Royale, she was surprised by its even-handed gender politics.
Girls were imagined to be just as vicious as boys, and not just in the sort of backroom gossip and catfight mode, but out-and-out violent.
The violence in Battle Royale is not gratuitous, says Grady Hendrix. Again, like The Hunger Games, he says it's intended to be a jolting parable about war. And director Kenji Fukasaku survived World War II.
When he was 15 years old, he worked in a munitions factory in Japan during the war. It was bombed a lot, and one of his jobs at the age of 15 was to take a wheelbarrow around the factory and pick up body parts after bombing raids.
That left Fukasaku with a deep abhorrence of war and a profound sense of betrayal by grown-ups. That lasted into his own adulthood, and it fueled his decision to film Battle Royale with sweet-faced teenagers wreaking mayhem on each other to a soundtrack by Verdi. In 2000, when Battle Royale was released in Japan, it was both highly controversial and a massive blockbuster, in spite of the fact that young teenagers were not allowed to see it. And that irritated the director.
So he gave a very famous statement to the press where he said, "Kids, if you've got the courage, you can sneak in, and I encourage you to do so."
Grady Hendrix appreciated how The Hunger Games book was gory and disturbing. Like Battle Royale, it's supposed to communicate war's horrors to young teenagers. Hendrix worries The Hunger Games movie will tone down the violence and make it exciting.
The line between making violence graphic and upsetting and making violence graphic and cool is a very narrow one.
Hendrix says one of the most important things Battle Royale and The Hunger Games share is the idea of teenagers trapped in a ruined society, coerced by grown-ups into doing horrible things. Even so, they both make clear there's nothing more utopian than a teenager, even in a dystopia. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.